chip cookies and broccoli. We gathered from all over town on Solstice Eve, atop a hill overlooking the Milwaukee River, to celebrate the advent of summer. It had rained all day and began clearing just as we spread tarps on the wet ground, selected various percussion instruments, maracas, tambourines, claves, bells, all sorts of little musical spices and seasonings, and of course drums, and began to play. No one seemed to start the beat. It just happened by itself, and everyone, kids, parents, students, elders, various members of the Urban Ecology Center, found playing along as natural as a heartbeat, the clouds thinning as the groove deepened, with some folks emphasizing the beat and others adding accents with woodblock, finger cymbals, a turtle rattle. The rhythm, a magic carpet, taking us all for a ride. The first adventure of summer, as the sun set behind the tree-lined river and reflected off the glass of a tall building. A little sliver of waxing moon bestowing the lunar blessing. The pulsation continuing, as if we'd love nothing better than playing right through the night and the next day, till summer was gone, and leaves turned color, and fell, and it started snowing. The power of the groove keeping us warm until spring. The majestic wheel of the seasons turning and turning, until the next summer solstice celebration, when we might all remember at once that Daryl brought chocolate chip cookies and broccoli, and isn't it about time we made them disappear? Isn't it about time we made them disappear?